I just wanna thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life. All the Benjamins he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me ball on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when and I say church. Preach. We make it light up like a church. Preach. She wanna fuck and I say church. Preach. You live on Sunday like a church. Preach.
Bottle at the bottle. Drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, rock them bitches, catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roll the coast and I lay back.
What's cracking with y'all? You have entered Super Church Radio, hosted by the Kid Superior Sacram. ATMs at the dough. Podcasting live from the back streets of Fresno, California. The Super Church Radio is brought to you by WholesaleLuxuryFashions.com. That's WholesaleLuxuryFashions.com, where you get Louis, Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Michael Kors. It's all the hottest designer wear for wholesale prices. And there's no minimum order for a lot of the vendors there, and it's all authentic. That's WholesaleLuxuryFashions.com. And the show is also brought to you by Sickness.net. Get infected by the masses. That's Sickness.net, SickNess.net. And also brought to you by the good folks at Grind Clothing. Success is not a destiny, it's a grind. And last but not least, brought to you by Craig's Kicks. Craig's got them, get them before they're got. That's craigskicks.com, where you get the flyest shoes, flyest clothes, all that urban gear. Okay, y'all, today's topic is going to be, you ain't got a lie to kick it. Let's get into today's show. What it do, y'all? This show was titled, You Ain't Got to Lie to Kick It. Know what I mean? You ain't got to lie to kick it. I'm podcasting live from the streets of California, out here feeling this lovely spring breeze evening. This show is inspired by Brian Williams, the reporter from NBC, who got caught lying for no reason. Saying he was in the plane when motherfuckers were shooting at it. Said he was with the SEAL Team 6. Also, now we just got caught in all kind of other lies, because they digging up his resume and his past, things that he said he done, places he been. He said now he been caught lying about his at the Berlin Wall when it came down. Just all kind of shit. And it just made me think, like, I don't know why some prominent motherfuckers feel they gotta lie on the kicking. He the shit. Brian Williams. He probably like top 5 news reporters it is. You know what I mean? Definitely top 5. No, he getting at least four mil a year, some shit like that. I haven't looked it up. Y'all can look it up. But it just shows you it's a deeper problem when you feel you gotta lie to kick it. And of course I've lied to bribe, on some selfish shit, you know what I mean, to try to get them, all that good shit. Lied about my age before, lied that I was older than what I was, lied that I was younger than where I was whenever it was needed. You heard me? Church. But I'm not saying that's right. I know it's not right. because you don't got a lie to kick it. And you know, now that I'm older of age, getting older of age, out of my 20s, no longer a youngster at all, you know, I find myself, you know, sliding back to, you know, being when I was an asshole and shit. But then I just be like, you know what, man, I ain't about that life no more. I can honestly say that I ain't about that life. Definitely not a rollover, but I ain't about that life, man. I do not. My biggest fear is, you know what I mean, getting locked up for all day for laying one of y'all ignorant motherfuckers down. But I hate saying stay out the way, because that term just sounds kind of gay to me. Because everything that's worth something, you got to get in the way to get it. Church. No, that's a super church. Everything worth getting is in the way. So you stand out the way, you must don't got shit. So I'm not staying out the way, but I'm staying away from bullshit. I'm the same dude. Same kid. You know what I mean? Break dancer. Popping. You know what I mean? Then fell in love with hip hop. Kind of on the low though. Riding on the low. Writing stories and shit. Always a writer. Then got into the skate culture. Skateboarding when it wasn't cool. When you was a rebel. When it was punk rock shit. Was good at it. You know? Then back into my rap, still writing. I'm into music at all this time, you know, rock, rap, everything. Writer, you know that I'm a writer, you know, more than anything. So doing my writing, and then the gang banging shit started taking place. It was always around me, but then, you know, start being like, I wouldn't say bullied, but motherfuckers was pushing a little, you know what I mean, around in the areas. Where I live at, it was mostly like, it was North Daniels trying to push their weight around more on the blacks in the area. And, I mean, I'm a dude that always got along with blacks. I mean, with Latinos, you feel me? Got Latinos all in my family and shit. But, they was pushing, so then me and a couple of my skater friends formed a gang. Turned to a real gang, you hear me? Church. But yeah, that's how that happened. But I'm just saying that to say, you be true to yourself. That's me being true to myself. I can't deny my past. You have nothing to lie about if you don't deny your past. People who lie a lot, or lie, feel they have to lie, it's something in their past that they don't want to agree to, that they don't want to accept. I heard Oprah Winfrey say some G shit. She said, she don't lie, and then better than that, she said she used to like be embarrassed of her age, but now she's no longer embarrassed of her age, of getting old, because when you lie about your age, you're not giving yourself props for the shit you've been through. You discrediting yourself. And I feel the same way. Yeah, you lying, you discrediting yourself. That's a sign of low self-esteem. Real spit. And yeah, I had a homie like in the hood. Oh my god, we used to call him the Fable Man, cause he was just lying for no reason at all. I mean, for no reason at all. And as we got older, them lies start getting us into wars. You feel me? Like a cat to come back to the hood neighborhood, saying that some cats disrespected him and said fuck the neighborhood, and we go over and let them fools have it, and we come to find out that he didn't like some dude over a bitch, cause some dude took his bitch. That's an everyday problem, every single day problem. It's a lot of dudes laying down for that bullshit right now. Coming back to the hood, saying this happened. Cats go to that hood, let them fools have it. Murder, put the murder game down. Cats go to pen, cats end up in the boneyard. All because somebody's lying to kick it. Do not have to lie to kick it. Yeah, I'm not staying with heated. Yeah, but don't have to lie to kick it. I say, like, even in a relationship, I've got so fly with my game, now I don't even lie to bitches no more. I used to be lying, you know, say, yeah, you know, I'm kind of fucking with this one broad, so, you know what I mean, or woo, and this, or I'm not fucking with nobody, or I just tell a broad straight up, like, you know, yeah, I ain't looking for nothing serious, you know what I mean. Whoop-de-wop, if you got a girl, let the girl you talking to know, yeah, I got a main girl at the house. I'm telling you, they respect that shit. You don't think so, but they really respect that honesty. And believe me, women, they have no problem telling you the truth. You feel me? They have no problem whatsoever telling you the truth. So you gotta do the same shit. Implement that shit in your game. But yeah, this show, just have to talk about this topic. You ain't gotta lie to kick it. But I got hella news coming for y'all right now. Hella hot issues. What's cracking, y'all? This is Hot Issues. Last show I was loaded. Loaded than a motherfucker. I listened back to that shit. I sounded loaded. But you know, this show is 100% authentic, so I don't raise shit. And yeah, because I was the day before the Super Bowl, I believe I did the last podcast. And now after the Super Bowl, this is like a month later. What y'all think of that shit? Wasn't that the stupidest call ever? I forgot Seattle coach name, but man, that shit was stupid as hell. It was like second and one or some shit like that. They got like the best in the NFL at short yards, which is Marshawn Lynch, beast mode. And these motherfuckers gonna pass the ball and throw an interception. And me, I think Wilson kind of overrated. Well, nah, I don't think he don't get that much props since he ain't black. I mean, since he's black, he don't get that much props anyway, but I don't think he that good. But I could understand. As y'all can see, I'm doing a show outside. Train coming down the street. But, it was like second and one, you know, for a touchdown and shit. And these motherfuckers gonna pass, throw an interception. Now, maybe if it was third and one, I could see some trickery like that, even though I still don't think that would have been the cool call. But they had two plays to get one motherfucking yard with, like, the best running back for short yards in the league. And they gonna pass. But like I told you, I was scared of that game, betting on Seattle. But I was right about the total score, which I told you I was confident on, betting on if you betting. And now since we on football, y'all see what's going on now? Hella crazy trades. Like yesterday, New Orleans got rid of Graham and he going to Seattle. So I'm putting my money on Seattle, winning it all next year. Betting now, you get paid pretty good. Probably going to get paid about 5-6 times your money. I'm guessing on that right now, though I haven't checked yet, but I'm definitely betting on Seattle winning it all, or at least, you know what I'm saying, going to the Super Bowl. That's probably what I'm going to do, bet they go to the Super Bowl. I don't know what other teams I'm going to pick yet. I always go underdogs, you know, the ones where you can win like 10, 15 times your money and shit. Oh yeah, y'all, man, it's been some fucked up shit. Here out on my soil. I'ma play some for y'all. Never imagine the paper coming fast.
play now, I can't pass it up. Just a young thug, I get you just an accident. Ready for the jack.
R.I.P. to the jack. R.I.P. the jacker. That's like an underground legend here in California. Maybe some of my captains and other places don't know who he is. He's a member of a group called Mob Figures. You can check out their music, MOBFIGAZ. It's kind of close to home because my people related to members of the Mob Figures. And it's just, you know, it's an unfortunate situation because Jacker was a real level-minded dude. You know what I mean? Level-headed dude. He's a Muslim. He's positive. He wasn't with the bullshit. Even though by his name people would think the Jacker, you know, is about that life. Nah, he got his name because as a youth he like stole a car. Bullshit like that. You know what I mean? He was a grown man in his 30s. Late 30s, I believe, too. And, you know, word on the curb is, it was really the wrong place at the wrong time. That he was hanging with some, you know, cats who have funk. You know, just in the hood, in his city. And some cats came through trying to dump on the cats he was with. And he got hit. Been a lot of deaths lately. But I'd just like to say RIP to Jacker. The Jacker. Y'all check out his music. Got hella albums out. Also, there's some other shit from the house. RIP to Tart. Y'all know Jerry Tarkanian, the legendary coach. In college, he coached for UNLV when they was the shit. I believe going undefeated and shit. With Larry Johnson and Stacey Ogman when they had all them cats. And then he also coached at Fresno State. And Tark was always a cool dude, Armenian dude, hella cool, real connected to Fresno, California, which is like an Armenian city, which a lot of people don't know because it's predominantly Hispanic, it seems now, but I think it's pretty much an Armenian city. Like the whole downtown area is all Armenian. That's what Jerry Tarkanian was. And what was so cool about the fella is that he recruited fuck-ups and shit. He recruited kids who needed second chances, and he gave it to them. And you can see, like, as soon as he died, gang of his old players went and got him tatted on him. So, like, the shoot out my RIP, the Jerry Tarkanian. And we all need to send our prayers out to Bobby Christina. That's Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter. Some of us seen this shit coming, but she's in a coma right now. People really still don't know what happened, but what's ironic is that she was found in a bathtub just like her mama, unconscious. They're saying it's foul play from her dude. He just did an interview on Dr. Phil the other day. I seen the clips of that shit, and this motherfucker look a mess, which he should be a mess, but I don't know, man. The family's pointing the finger at him, and I got a sixth sense for show. A seventh sense in this motherfucker. And I don't know, something seemed kind of fishy about him. Damn, but I heard him talk, his voice. Y'all heard his talk? You heard his voice? Man, that dude don't sound nothing like he looked. Let me pause this shit while this train passed through. Man, this damn train fucking up my groove. Train done stopped on the track. Now I think it's about to back up and shit. Damn. Let me pause this shit again. Alright, y'all. I'm back. Yeah, back to Bobby Christina. Yeah, she's on life support. They said she's brain dead. I think it's like a 20% chance she make it. Tops. It just looked real bad. They don't want to pull the plug. I'm giving kudos to the family for not pulling the plug so sudden. That I've seen so many people do have some fight. You know, if they're sedated and they can't feel the pain, why not? You know what I'm saying? If you can afford it, you know, shit, make yourself afford it. Fuck it. But they sent some real other sick shit, too. They sent that the family, like Bobby Brown, and I'm supposed to be filming a reality show about this bullshit. Now, I hope that's a rumor. If he doing that, man, that dude is sick. But, yeah, shout-outs to Bobby Brown and the family. I don't believe everything I hear. So, hopefully, he ain't doing that shit. And my prayers going out to the whole Houston and Brown family. All right, now Cosby ass, since I did this show about four more chicks and said he done raped them and all that crazy shit, and now they fucking with his money and everybody else's money who was on the Cosby show, because they done took the show off all the networks, even TV Land. But you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's cool, because what about, like, Felicia Rashad? Or I think her name, Felicia Allen, because she ain't married to dude no more. You know, everybody else on that show. Now, because, if you a G, which I know she was on a show like Cosby, she gets residual incomes off that show, which is, she gets paid off, you know, off the reruns and shit. I don't know about the other characters if they do. But I know she was getting residuals off that shit. So now, man, that would piss me the fuck off. Don't take the show off because this motherfucker's supposed to did all this crazy shit. That don't got nothing to do with me. And really, don't got nothing to do with the show. The show is not him. So yeah, I think that's kind of cold right there. That's cold game. Yeah, I should have put this in the football segment, but, Snoop's son, gotta give crap, congrats to him, even though I'm a USC fan. His son is going to UCLA, kind of surprised everybody, because Snoop Dogg is also a USC fan, but his son has several schools to pick from. He chose UCLA, and he'll be there next year. Hope he starts, and check out UCLA in football. This also should have been the in the football segment. People been talking about Marshawn Lynch behavior. Because if y'all noticed, during the Super Bowl, he wouldn't do no interviews. And when they interview him, you know, he'd be saying that crazy shit like, I'm only here because I have to. They ask many questions. He says, I'm only here because I have to. He do all kind of crazy shit like that. Let me read y'all what they were saying about him. Hold on. Thought I had a report about it. I guess I don't. But yeah, anyway. You know, usually I'm with the hood shit. I ain't gonna front. Well, some of the hood shit. Not the ratchet ass, scandalous, nigger shit. But a lot of hood shit I be with. But with this shit, I'm gonna surprise y'all. I ain't with the Marshawn not talking shit. Cause he won't compromise. I feel you. You shouldn't compromise, especially when you got your own. But he don't got he don't own the NFL. You got your own business. Hell nah. Don't compromise. Tattoo your face. Do whatever you want to do. Fuck him. Mouth full of gold ones. Fuck you. I got my own shit. This how I want to look. You know, I don't gotta do what you tell me to do. I don't gotta, you know what I mean, dress like a penguin. You feel me? But with the Lynch shit, the reason I don't agree with what he do, won't do the interviews and all that. First, I was like, maybe, I was told that he was a shy kind of dude, didn't like the media, didn't know how to talk, you know, all that kind of shit, or didn't want to talk, or was too nervous to talk. Okay, if he had an anxiety problem, that's cool, you know, he don't have to do it. But it is something he should have to overcome. But I say he should have to talk to the media, because it's a lot. What he's teaching a lot of hood cats, young cats, it's like, fuck y'all, I don't gotta do that shit. And 99% of these cats out here listening to them, they gonna mind somebody. You gonna mind somebody. It might be later on in jail. You know what I mean? Or another, somebody on the streets. Or most likely, your employer. So I think what Marshawn Lynch is doing is not a good look for cats as a role model. You know, he's a role model whether he believes it or not. And he does role model things in Oakland. Y'all know Oakland, my second home. He does, man, he does. He take care of the community. He do all that shit. And he's outspoken at some things. But it's something about the NFL. He don't want to fuck with him like that. He just want to run the ball and go home. So, but you know, so I don't totally agree with that because there's too many eyes on him, and he's a role model. Yeah, and speaking of role models, Eddie Murphy just did some gangster shit. Eddie Murphy, another cat that you know who really don't like the media as much. So that's why I think he don't even work that much no more. He ain't into that Hollywood shit, I don't believe. But what happened recently with him, it was some type of anniversary for Saturday Night Live. And they got, everybody used to be on there to go, and Eddie Murphy came. And everybody thought it was weird that Eddie Murphy didn't crack no jokes, or he didn't do no skits or nothing. It was just real brief. And the reason it was real brief, because the people at Saturday Night Live, they tried to get Eddie Murphy to diss Bill Cosby, crack jokes about him, and he refused. I think with some gangster ass shit, he went through him under the bus. Even though Cosby doing all this shit, I kind of think he did 40% of that shit at least that they saying he did. Don't think he did all of it. But I still went through him under the bus. I wouldn't do it. I just stopped fucking with him. Like some OJ shit. Get up. You know what I mean? Just do a move and go the other way. You feel me? But salute to Eddie Murphy for not throwing another brother under the bus. And Bill Cosby even shot him out for that. Sent him a tweet or something like that. And told him thanks. Alright. Oh yeah, Chris Brown. Our boy Chris Brown. Back at it again. He was, damn, whose party was it? Let me see. Close out of my party. Hold on, let me try to find out exactly whose party this was where Chris Brown got into it at. I can't find exactly where this damn party was at, but anyway, it was a party. Chris Brown was there fighting. Cats tried to jump him. Heard they were shooting. Had to hit the fence on him. You know, Chris Brown doing some real street shit. This is crazy. He don't realize how big of a star he is. And now some chick just came out and said she pregnant by him. She had a baby by him. The baby is like damn near a year old. Some other nigga was claiming the baby. The bra's like a video chick. She's pretty hot. But you know, she been connected to like everybody. They said like, you know, this footage of her with everybody. Could just be pictures though. But anyway, she did the DNA thing. I don't know why she waited so long. But the baby is Chris Brown's. He confirmed it. And to be honest with you, Chris Brown seemed kind of happy. You know what I mean? Not with the way the chick kind of, the way she handled it, but he always wanted to be a father. You can look up interviews with him. He always said he wants to be a pops. And it's a recent interview with him and Tiger. Put him on their new album, and he says that he wants to be a father. And now he's one. Know the girl Karrueche is feeling some type of way, but I just saw the cookie crumble sometime. And also at that same party, they said Mustard was fine. DJ Mustard was fine. You know, he's been getting into a lot of shit lately. That's what I hate about this rap game and R&B thug shit. Them motherfuckers always fighting. Why we don't hear of you know what I mean, Green Day scrapping at a party and all these motherfuckers like that. It's just sick how motherfuckers can't leave that street shit at the house. And especially, most of these motherfuckers wasn't really on the streets. Oh yeah, I gotta give a shout out to my girl. I know y'all been doing this probably, but I didn't know. I never watched that show, The Real. And I thought, for some reason, I thought that show was on a bullshit channel like BET or some shit. But The Real, got my girl Adrian from, she used to be in the group 3LW. I did a couple shows with her. She's hella cool person. So shout out to Adrian for The Real. It's on The Real Network. It's either ABC or CBS. So shout out to Adrian. Alright, the Kardashians. What I got in the Kardashians news? You know, I always say I want to be a Kardashian. Want to be down with the Kardashians. Man, I don't know now, man. They starting to look real weird and do real weird shit. First of all, let me say the good things about the Kardashians. My boy Kanye Kardashian. This is G shit. He, took Kim and his daughter to Farrakhan and got their daughter Northwest blessed by Farrakhan. Thought that was kind of dope. So he keeping it street, he keeping it hood, he keeping it righteous. That was kind of dope for Kanye, and he took his wife. That was dope. Took her to Farrakhan. And y'all know I can't talk about my favorite Kardashians without talking about Bruce motherfucking Jenner. Bruce motherfucking Jenner. Damn. That's some crazy shit. My brother had told me about that shit, that he turned himself to a woman and shit. I was like, oh, that's that media bullshit. That's some bullshit. Like, I'm a dude. I told you I watched that show like a bop. I watched Kardashians, man. I watched all the, you know, I probably seen every damn episode. And I TiVo that shit. You feel me? But anyway, yeah, that motherfucker really turned into a woman. And it really fucked up my psyche. Because to me, I thought he was like a man's man. You know, he wanted decathlon. This dude, this was a man's man. And you know, I don't have no problem with nobody being gay. You know what I mean? But why would you have so many motherfucking kids if you always felt this way? And he said he always felt this way. This is what he's saying. He got two sons. One of his sons, my boy, Kick It, my boy, Fat Rat, Crystal, he fucked with him in Malibu. I think it's Brody Jenner, the one he kicked it with. But anyway, he got two. This is what I know of him. He has two grown sons. I think it's a grown daughter too that we never see. Or it's three grown sons that we never see. I mean, or another grown son that we don't see. And then, you know, the two daughters that saw the Kardashians. The one who fucking with Tiger and the other model one. Who knew, now rumors talking about she fucking with Scott. But the, now, man, when Bruce turned to a girl, hey, I don't know what to believe no more with this family and shit. Now, you know what I mean? I never look at the highlights of the flaws on motherfuckers. But now I'm starting to highlight some of the Kardashian flaws. And that's why I said I don't want to be a Kardashian no more. Cause like, look at Odom. He ain't been right since he started fucking with him. Humphries ain't been right since he started fucking with him. Robert, this brother, this Robert Kardashian, he just a mess. He don't want to come outside no more. And he damn sure ain't gonna want to come outside after this bullshit. And the first baby, Kim Kardashian's first husband, he was some producer, and he's just unheard of now. And Bailey, Bruce Jenner was driving his car and hit somebody. They say he was playing with his phone or some shit, hit somebody, they hit somebody, and some lady died just the other day. It's just like some shit going on with them Kardashians and shit, man. I don't know about them now. I no longer want to be a Kardashian. Sorry, Courtney. I'm about to let you go. Yeah, you know what else I'm going to talk about? What's been cracking now, which I hope this is a trend that's short-lived, is these girls and this gray hair. Motherfuckers dying their hair gray. Me, I'm trying to get rid of that shit. Yeah, nah, I see some little gray shit in my motherfucking beard. I don't like that at all. I joined the men's club immediately. No shame. But yeah, a lot of chicks in Hollywood, they dyeing their hair gray now, and that shit is not cool. Hope that trend do not last a second past minute rice. You heard me? And I just got some news from my weeples that Mona Scott, the chick who pretty much put out Love and Hip Hop, my weeples, who's very, very credible, told me that she is making everybody on there sign a 360 deal. Damn, 360 deal. If you guys don't know what a 360 deal is, I mean that not only, this ain't the music business, it's the TV show. What a 360 deal is in the music business, which is when you sign a contract, they get paid anything else you do that's not musically. Like, say you do a movie, you get endorsed by Tide, whatever, they get a piece of everything you do, when they're supposed to only get paid off what you do musically. But Mona Scott from Love and Hip Hop is making everybody on there sign a 360 deal, so she getting paid off their book deals. They, you know, if they spin off and do another TV show or a movie or music, I'm like, wow, that's cold blooded. Because most people own Love and Hip Hop are there because their career has had brighter days. So that is kind of crazy for her to be making them sign 360 deals. But I ain't gonna knock her hustle. She's a motherfucking hustler. Now let me give you an update on my boy Suge Knight. Damn, shit ain't looking good, man. I'm gonna read y'all what I read in the paper and then give y'all my update. Alright. Former rap mogul married Suge Knight on Wednesday, remained in hospital where he was taken a day earlier for chest pains after pleading not guilty to a murder charge. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy Saldana said the agency could not provide any further details on the 49-year-old knight who was accused of intentionally running down and killing a friend on January 29th. Another man was injured. Knight complained of chest pains about an hour after he pleaded not guilty to murder and attempted murder and hit and run charges. Knight's attorney, David Kenner, who he has since fired, has not returned phone messages seeking an update on his client's health. Oh yeah, his chest hurting shit. But now TMZ, man, which is just, oh, TMZ sent so many people to jail. TMZ damn near more powerful than the fucking law. They find footage of everything before the law get it. I'm sure many times the law go to TMZ for information. I need to hire the motherfuckers TMZ guys. Damn, they find everything, but now they got footage of the accident. And like I told y'all, well, I don't think I told y'all, but I told you guys I got some insight on this story. But anyway, I'm gonna tell y'all what's out there already. One of the dudes is a dude named Bone. That's who Suge was into it with. But now it's footage that show Bone going up to the car, the truck that Suge is in, and he's supposed to be taking off on Suge. Suge drives, trying to hit him, you know, back him up, but then he's like full throttle into the other dude. Y'all can look, find this shit on TMZ right now, and he runs the dude. But Suge is saying that, you know, they pulled out guns. Oh, yeah, and then this footage, you can see that the dude, Bone, on the ground, one of his boys come and grab something from his waistline and put in his waistline. Suge said that was a gun and there was other guns out there. And, you know, it's self-defense. But the dude who died, you know, family is saying, you know, hell nah, ain't no self-defense. Didn't nobody have no guns. You can't see no gun on the footage. Clearly, you can't see no guns. But you clearly see that it was something the size of a gun that was in the waistband. Took it from the dude on the ground waistband and put into another guy's waistband. Well, small of his back. And they're saying it was a walkie-talkie, but why your boy get ran over? You gonna be worried about a walkie-talkie that fast? Come on now. But Suge is saying that the dude who got killed, I believe his name is Terry, that he set him up, so that's why he ran him over. Who knows what happened, but. Looks like a jury gonna decide, and Suge is already fighting 30 years for taking a camera from some chick who was taking pictures of his kid, one of his young kids that he didn't want no footage taken of. So he took the camera from her, supposed to broke it, whatever, and he's facing 30 years for that. Now he got this on top of this shit. So hell yeah, my boy, yeah, hell yeah, his heart hurt, his chest hurt, and all that shit. Suge is sick. What else is new? Okay, the Lil Wayne suing Cash Money for $50 million. Turk is also suing. That's an ugly situation that I don't like. So now his album, of course, is pushed back. Juvie is still on Cash Money. He said he don't have no problem with Cash Money. He said that's why he came back, because they took care of him. So that's some other bullshit that's going on. And I'm going to do new segments in all my Super Chuch radio shows. And I'm going to title this one. It's called My Loves. Every show I'm going to say who I'm in love with this week or this month or whenever I decide to do a show, which at least will be monthly. No, I'm a little late on this one, but monthly I will be trying to crank them out there at least monthly. Hopefully bi-weekly. But my new love is Rita. Y'all know that singer Rita? I think it's Rita Ora or something like that. She's been signed to Jay-Z forever. I don't even know if she's still signed with Jay-Z. But they never put her out, but she's been signed forever. Yeah, Rita Ora. And No, I always thought she had a cool look. She kind of looked like a, got the Rihanna thing going on. She's like from overseas, UK, I believe. And she's I want to say it's an Albanese or something like that. Albanese, I believe it's Albanese or something like that. But of course, I always thought she was kind of attractive. And then I seen an interview with her, and they say she's worth like $100 million, and not off music shit, off investments and shit. Like her daddy is connected to some real investors, like some hedge dudes or some shit. And she is worth paper like that. And don't you know Robert Kardashian, this used to be his chick. I would have put one in her. But damn, that just made me love her more. So Rita Ora, what's happening? And my other love, I guess I'm pronouncing her name right, Tennessee. The chick who sang with the little beautiful Aaliyah belly. R.I.P. to Aaliyah. Tennessee. Boy, yeah, she hot. Got the nice size jugs, small frame, California bride. Tennessee, yeah, I'm feeling her. I'm feeling up for real. Tennessee, you holla too. Y'all notice the creep voice? and now another segment I'm gonna do is what I'm watching on TV. What I'm watching on TV is Preacher's Daughters. Y'all seen that shit? I think it's on TV One. So yeah, Preacher's Daughters. Oh yeah, speaking of chicks that I like and love, what's up, Kayla? Creep voice return. Kayla. Oh yeah, it's a little white girl named Kayla on that show. Man, I like her too. I'm like, I don't even know why I like her. Like, she don't got no banging body or nothing, but it's something about this Kayla chick that I like a lot. And I think I could find her. Yeah, but that's this show, Preacher's Daughter. Man, this shit is called Preacher's Daughters for one. And these motherfuckers act worse than Jersey Shore and Real World. These motherfuckers party more than Jersey Shore and Real World. Like, y'all, man, y'all just gotta watch the show Preacher's Daughters. Check it out. I think it's on TV One. You know what I mean? I don't even know what channel shit it's on no more. You know me, I do the AT&T U-verse thing, you feel me? And I just type in the name of the show and record. Well, I don't watch nothing at real time. You know what I mean? I'm kind of spoiled like that. You heard me? But yeah, check that out, Preacher's Daughters. I love that shit. It's like really turned up right now. But like I said, I'm not on a current one, so I'm catching up. Up to the part where they're about to. I don't want to ruin it for y'all. Check it out. And also, what I'm watching is Drugs Inc. Drugs Incorporated. Once again, I don't know what show this shit is on, because I do my AT&T U-verse TiVo thing. I think it's on History Channel, though. But anyway, Drugs Inc., or Drugs Incorporated. It's Drugs Inc., though. Now, this show is kind of, it'll show you say, you know, Oakland, California. And then we're gonna go to Oakland, California, and show you guys the crack cocaine problem. So this whole episode will be about Oakland, California, and the crack cocaine problem. But then they managed to find idiots in each show to show you cooking crack cocaine, selling crack cocaine, transporting crack cocaine. I mean, these motherfuckers have gotta be crazy. And they put a little ski mask on, and they go pick up some birds and all this shit. Live reality. But I'm saying, until I see somebody get busted for this shit, because if you know a person, you know I'm under a ski mask. You feel me? And then these cats is like going, okay, let me, okay, you know, I'm going to go pick up this dope. And you follow them in the dope house and go get it. Now, why in these dudes' house are they going to, saying, motherfucker, what you doing coming in here with all these lights and cameras and shit? Now, come on now. Drugs Inc., y'all check out this shit and tell me what y'all think about it. Email me, superchuch@gmail.com, SUPACHUCH@gmail.com, and let me know what y'all think about this crazy shit. But it is very interesting. I can't stop watching the bullshit. And y'all know my segment that I still have and will always have is the Wowzer Moment. The Wowzer Moment of the month. This episode is, man, I was watching, you know, late night when you going through the channels and shit. Well, I guess I still do watch some live shit. Because for some reason, probably because I always sleep with noise on and shit, TV on. So, yeah, it had to be some shit like that. But like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, whatever, I'm hearing some commercial and shit. And this shit sounds so fucking ludicrous that I have to look at the TV and shit, start watching it. And it's a motherfucker on TV. Had to be BET. It was definitely targeted to niggas selling some Miracle Spring Water. It was that Peter dude, Peter something. The same motherfucker who been selling niggas shit forever. And I can't believe they saying it's called Miracle Spring Water. And it's like, if you need a miracle in your life, if something's going wrong, you need your job back, you need a job, you can't walk, order this miracle water for $19.99, and you'll be alright. I can't believe in this day and time and era, motherfuckers is selling Miracle Spring Water. And they gotta be selling for this cat to have this commercial. Because they get commercials in this time slot, it costs stupid bread. Miracle motherfucking spring water. Man, I gotta come up with a scam to get me my first meal. Fuck that. And that's the Wowzer Moment of the month. And another new segment I'm doing is the No Fly Zone. And the No Fly Zone this week or month already did, and that was that gray hair shit. Fuck that shit. Throw that shit in the trash. No Fly Zone. And y'all, that's this week's hot issues. And with that, I'm gonna do it moving. You heard me? It's been fun, but I gotta run. But like I end all my shows, I'm gonna end this one the same. Feel free to be yourself, because everyone else is taken. Church, I'm out. What's cracking with y'all? You have entered Super Church Radio, hosted by the Kid Superior Sacram, ATMs at the Dough, podcasting live from the back streets of Fresno, California. The Super Church Radio is brought to you by WholesaleLuxuryFashions.com. That's WholesaleLuxuryFashions.com, where you get Louis, Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Michael Kors. It's all the hottest designer wear for wholesale prices. And there's no minimum order for a lot of the vendors there. And it's all authentic. That's WholesaleLuxuryFashions.com. And the show is also brought to you by Sickness.net. Get infected by the masses. That's Sickness.net, SICCNESS.NET. And also brought to you by the good folks at Grind Clothing. Success is not a destiny, it's a grind. And last but not least, brought to you by Craig's Kicks. Craig's got them, get them before they're got. That's craigskicks.com, where you get the flyest shoes, flyest clothes, all that urban gear. Okay, y'all, today's topic is going to be, you ain't got a lie to kick it. Let's get into today's show.